All right, folks, we are underway at the corner of Truro and at an Abundance in New Orleans, Louisiana. Weebly's against Rugaroo. Here's your lineups for the home team. And for the home team, your battery is Elliot and Alex. The infield, from your left to your right on your dial, Mo at third, Danny at short, Schmidt at second, and Luis at first. 1-2 to Batiste in the first inning. Thankfully, the rain has missed us here in the city of New Orleans. We thought we were going to be on Noah's Ark this afternoon. We're not. 2-2 to Batiste. And it's a full count to Batiste. 3-2 to Batiste. Elliot waits for the sign. The kicks and fires. Swing and a foul. Back to the backstop. Three and two to Batiste. Elliot sets, fires, delivers. High upstairs, ball four. And coming up to the plate, it's number 14. Runner at first. Your infield is Mo at third. Danny at second. Danny at short. Smith at second. Luis at first. Outfield, James. Early, James in center, Early in left, and Max in right. Hitch. It's a strike. You know, some folks, they don't make those pin stripes like they do anymore. Hits this one to second. Smith gets it over. He gets one play. He gets the lead runner. And now batting is Mr. Ed Bruschi. One away in the top of the first inning. Bruschi is at the plate. Runner at first. Pitch. Hits this one through the middle. And that's knocked down by the shortstop. He will have no play. There's a runner at first and second. And Clutter is at the plate right now for Rugaroo.
Okay.
It's very unhealthy to keep your house cluttered, folks. It really is.
You got a piece of paper I can write down some nicknames for you?
That's fine.
You want me to slip it on the
Hold on. I got a piece. I got this sheet of paper on the...
They have real names.
Yeah, they got real names. Let's mix it up, man.
All
right. Not high upstairs.
Hey, who am I after?
You're after Ben.
Okay. How about me, Jack?
Matt, you're after Tim.
I need a helmet.
Tim's after me.
Helmet. Clutter is at the plate. The pitch. Hits that one. Bounce to the short. That one is bobbled. One run's going to score. And it's 1-0 Rugaroo. He's safe. Runners are advancing to second and third. Batiste is in. Is the pinch runner for Bruschi. Clutter's at second. It's 1-0 Rugaroo in the top of the first inning.
Tim, are you on deck?
I'm on the hole.
Yeah. What's your order?
It's you and me.
Here's Thrash.
Let's go.
Honoring the legacy of Curry Puckett with that number 34. Itch, that one's fouled. One nothing Rugaroo in the top of the first inning.
I'll have names for you by next inning, I promise.
Okay. just whatever works is fine.
I'm gonna have fun names, trust me.
All right. Here's Thrash at the plate. It's runners at second and third. One out. The pitch. High upstairs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One and two. Runners at second and third. Lil Wynn is coming in from left field. And the pitch. Down low. Two and two.
Who's coaching third?
Fire.
You know, you can take it if you feel comfortable.
Two and two to Thrash. 1-0 Rougarou in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Hits this one high out to left field. And that one is going to go over the head. Batiste going to score from second. Here comes Clutter. And he's in. And it's a 2-run double for Thrash. It's 3-0 Rougarou. Three nothing. Three nothing Rougarou in the top of the first inning. 2-run double by Thrash. And here's Gold at the plate. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. I'm sure I can go up on this side. Beautiful day for a ball game here at the corner of Truro and Abundance. And St. Rock hits this one out to, and it's going to go over the head into center field, and that's a single. Gold is trying to stretch for two. Will he get it? He will. Three nothing Rougarou in the top of the first inning. One out. Allerton is at the plate for Rougarou. Elliott waits for the sign. Sets, ready to deliver. Strike. It's 3-0 in the top of the first inning. Warren is on deck. Oh, that ball almost gets back to the backstop. Not far enough for the runner from third to advance. Here's the pitch to Allerton. There's a strike. One and two to Allerton. Runners at second and third. 3-0 Rougarou. The pitch. Hits this one to first. It looks like it's over the second. Over the first for one, and that's going to be the only play. 4-0 Rougarou. Two outs. Gold is advanced to third. Allerton gets the run, the RBI, the fielder's choice RBI. It's 4-0 Rougarou. Here's Morin. The pitch. High upstairs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Four nothing Rougarou in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. High upstairs. Two and one. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runners at third. And on deck circle is Mr. Mickey. Mr. Hickey. 3-1 to Morin. The pitch. Full count, 3-2 to Morin. Look, it's an incline in right field, but it isn't. Here's the pitch. And he will take a nice walk down Elysian Fields and for a walk. And here is Hickey. Hickey is in the batter's box. Runners are at the corners. It's 4-0 Ruguru with two outs. Top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Strike. Dang, I forgot my freaking. Here's the pitch. There's a ball. One and one to Hickey, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball, and that will be caught, and they're out the inning. Four runs for Ruguru in the top of the first. Two left. 4-0, Ruguru. Bottom of the first inning, 4-0 Ruguru, and the bottom of the first inning here at the corner of Turo in Abundance in St. Rock, New Orleans. Mr. James is in the batter's box batting for the 5th Ward Weebies, paying homage to the legendary 5th Ward Weebie. Let me find out. Hickey. First pitch is a ball high upstairs. Four, I think it's four runs, and I think four runs and maybe four hits, I think.
Yeah,
okay. Hits this one this first, and he is safe. Beats out an infield hit to start off this bottom of the first inning. Folks, if you want great food and great chicken, go to Brothers, a New Orleans tradition, a New Orleans institution. They are the home of the 99-cent fountain drinks. Locations all over the New Orleans area.
All right.
All right. And you already got their positions and stuff, right?
Well, those are going to change around a lot right now.
Right, right. Just
you want to know where they are right now?
Yeah, right where they are right now.
Third base, we got Austin's at short. Dusky is hanging. He's at first.
Hits this one foul and back to the backstop. James is on first, and at the plate is Danny.
There you go.
All right.
And we're at the lineup. We're up to Crinkle Cut.
Crinkle Cut fries. Home, man, those are my favorite fries right there. Hits that one foul again, and it's 0-2.
Broadcasting this somewhere?
Oh, on Spreaker Radio. I got it'll be I got the thing called Spreaker Radio.
Cool. Is it archive?
Oh, it's archive. I have it up.
Sweet. Thank you, man.
4-0 Boogaroo in the top of, in the bottom of the first. Danny's at the plate. Here's the pitch. Hits this one high out to center field, right center, and that's gonna be dropped by the center fielder. James gonna get over to second, the third. Danny stops at second for a stand-up double. How about that?
That's a double for Danny Gibbs. Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Alex Wiseman.
Alex Wiseman's in the batter's box. 4-0 Boogaboo. In the top of the, in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the battery for Boogaroo right at the moment. At third is Batiste. Short is Austin City Limits. At first is Clutter. Trash Pals at center. Tim Allen in right. Matt Warren in left. Train Man is your pitcher, and your battery and your catcher is Crinkle Cut Fries. Here's the pitch. Hits this one high out to center. Oh, and it's caught by Austin City Limits. And it's one away in the bottom of the fourth inning. I mean, not fourth inning, but bottom of the first inning. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Elliot Hamilton.
Pitcher is in the pitcher is at the in the batter's box, Mr. Elliot. High upstairs, ball one. Folks, you can catch all the live action archived. This game is archived on Spreaker Radio and also throughout the New Orleans metro area. Yeah, it's on Spreaker Radio. 2-0. Hey, what's the count? 2-0, right? I think it's 2-0. 2-0. The pitch to Elliott. Oh, shit. I thank God that fence is right there. Otherwise, I would have had a concussion, folks. Rougarou is up 4-0.
The team
that bat is the Fifth Ward Webbies. The visiting team, the one with the red and black, they're up 4-0. Swing and a miss. Runners at second and third. 2-2. And here is the pitch. Oh! Elliott just got hit by a pitch.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, John Michael Early.
Early to bed, early to rise is at the plate. Runner bases are loaded. It's 4-0 Rougarou in the bottom of the first inning. A pitch from Hickey. High upstairs, ball one. The pitch. Oh, man, that's a strike. Early is even in the count. One ball, one strike. One out. The pitch hits this one high out to left. And that is going to be foul. Is that foul or fair? But it's going to score two runs, and it's a two-run single for Early. 4-2 Rougarou.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Bo Landry.
Bo Landry is in the batter's box. It's runners at first and second. One out, 4-2 Rougarou. I'm not getting on y'all nerves with the block. Hits this one to third. Batiste will not get a play, and this runners again. Bases are loaded. Bases are loaded. The speed of Mo.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Jacob Rocha.
The speed of Moog has the bases loaded again for the Fifth Ward Weebies. And now Mr. Jacob is in the batter's box. The pitch. 1-0. Other one, ball 2-2-0. Three and oh to Jacob. The pitch, swing and a miss. 3-1. Full count, 3-2, a high strike, high in the strike zone. Hits this one to short. Will he get a play? Here's one. There's only one play, and the run's going to score. It's 4-3 Rougarou. But it's two away, and that's the most important thing.
Now batting for the Weebies, Max Boyce.
Still the first inning.
Oh, yeah, still the first inning. First inning, 4-3. Max is at the plate. Lefty here. Here's the pitch from Hickey. Swing and a miss. I'm so glad it didn't rain today. I was like, my neighbor is on one of the teams. And I literally had woke up from a nap, and I'm like, man, I'm looking around because it's a flash flood, and I'm like, okay, here's the fly ball out to right, and that will get down for a hit. There's runners at first and second again, and coming up to the plate is Mr. Scott.
Scott Thomas.
The thing is, with me, because I did baseball announcing, it's like I try to keep it very minimal. Uh-huh. I don't do the excitable. I do the excitable when it's called for. Uh-huh. If you're always screaming, no one's going to ever know. What's the score? Like, you try to. The one thing is, like, I try to call the game, like, you're like, this person here is blind. And that this person is blind. And it's a good thing here.
Yeah.
So it's now 4-3 in the bottom of the first inning, and Scott is at the plate. The pitch from Hickey is a strike. high upstairs. Like they, someone already had, there was already a hit batsman early on in the first. Like early on. And like twice this inning, the bases have been loaded. And Scott will take a walk down Claiborne Avenue to first base. It's two outs.
Now batting for the fifth ward, Weebies, Mr. Manager Chuck Henson.
Chuck is at the plate, the manager. Hickey is at, sets, fires, and delivers. Hits this one out to left. And that is going to be caught by Austin City Limits, making the people
Austin
of Austin
with the catch there.
Making the good people of Austin, Texas proud, and we're out the inning. 3 runs, 4-3, Rougarou, as we go to the second inning.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Went to a church yesterday. I stopped along the way. Begin to pray. You know, the preacher digs a call, 'cause he knows I'm gonna stay. He knows I'm gonna stay. I told him so. California dreaming. Oh, somebody help me.
And the batter's box is Kerkorkian.
Number two. Pitcher who started that?
Yeah, that's Elliot. Elliot was the one that started for him.
They got 3 runs?
Yeah, they got 4 runs. So it's 4-3 Rougarou. And it's a ball. So it was, they got 4 runs. It was they battered around. I don't think they battered around the whole lineup. That's a foul back to his backstop. I think so. I mean, I don't, like, in terms of errors, like, it's, you know, I'm not, there were probably some errors, but I'm like, look, I'm like, this isn't like we're playing Major League Baseball. Like, you know, Major League Baseball. It's just a beer league, basically. A good beer league. The pitch to Kerkorkian, hit that one foul back to the stand, back to the backstop. But I know there were a couple of times where they got the ball, like one went over the guy's head in left field. Like he hit a ball that went over the head, over the left fielder's head, head and left. It was a good solid hit. I mean, like that's about a 25, 30 foot wall right there in left field. So you gotta go like crazy. It's kind of a pitcher's park, which is from what you're seeing here at this stadium.
That's just yep, good pitch.
Kerkorkian goes down on strikes for the first out of the second inning.
Now batting for the Rougarou, Paul's most improved, Gio.
Most improved, folks. Let me tell you guys, he is proud of being most improved, and he's in the batter's box for Rougarou. Hits that swing and a miss. Pitch from Elliott is a strike. Yeah, right there on the outside corner, too.
Now batting for
we don't have a lot of good baseball nicknames. And he swings and goes down on strikes. Two away for Rougarou in the top of the
now
second
inning. Now batting for the Rougarou, the captain, Zach Zima.
Double Z is in the catbird seat for your Rougarou. Two outs already, 4-3, Rougarou in the top of the second inning. The pitch. Like, I remember, like you know, like, when I was a kid, it was like, there was the kid, like, King Griffey Jr., and then you had, like, now you don't even have, like, good baseball nicknames. Like, I'm sure when you were a kid, there was the Mick and Pee-wee and the Duke, and it's like, now there's nothing like that. Yogi and, you know, Yogi and everything. It's like, now you don't even have that, you know. You have a commissioner that hates baseball, which is even more annoying. Like, he really, a commissioner, the commissioner, the baseball commissioner now, he hates baseball. He really does. I'm like, dude, how can you be a commissioner of a team, of a sport that you hate? Swing and a miss. Elliot has had a productive second inning. Three straight strikeouts, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. 4-3, Rougarou. Ladies and gentlemen, the commissioner is in the batter's box. And no, it's not Kennesaw Mountain Landis or Bud Seeley. It is the commissioner, Mr. Smith. The most important thing, like, I remember there were a few games that year where he hit 500-foot home runs. And they were, like, home runs that were, they had put a Band-Aid on one of the spots. Like, the Cardinal would light up whenever a Cardinal hit a home run. Hits this one over the third. Batista's up with it. Throws over the first. He is out. What a throw and what a pick by Clutter. I don't think he didn't get off the base. He kept his foot on that base. That was the most
important. Now batting to the fifth ward, Weebies, Luis Aguilar.
Luis is in the batter's box for fifth ward Weeby. The Weebies high upstairs, 1-0. One away, 4-3, Rougarou in the bottom of the second inning. Wait, it's 4-4. Danny, it's 4-4, 4-3. Is this? Okay, crap. It's tie game. We're tied at 4.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was 4-3.
Me neither. I wasn't. I was just like, See, that's what. See that. This is why. This is just a. It's a beer league. So.
Ask me how.
We're tied at 4 in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch hits this one out to left. Gold has it, and it's 2 away. I'm gonna tell you, like, you remember Dave Kingman? Like Dave Kingman? Like I was watching like video of him of hitting home runs. And I was like, holy crap.
How about he for the Fenway Weebies?
Like he hit home runs. The home runs, like they were like 500-foot home runs and everything. And I'm like, wow. And like the only guy I could ever remember hitting home runs like that from my lifetime was Adam Dunn.
Because
Adam Dunn played for the Reds. The guy hit a ball into the state of Kentucky. He played for the Reds. Here's a fly ball out to center field. Oh, no, it's not center. It's out the second. Out the inning. No runs. 4-4. After 2. The bottom, the top of the third inning, Rougarou is at the plate, and Luke Irani is at the in the batter's box. In the batter's box. Elliot waits for the pitch, sets, fires, and delivers. Ball on the inside. But even with these clouds looking like the way they are, I mean, you could say, someone say, yeah, it's going, the rain's coming in 36 minutes. And hits this one over the first. Ball almost got out his glove, but he gets the out at first. One away.
Stinky.
One away, and here comes Stinky.
Now batting for the Rougarou, William Cosden.
Willie the Kid is at the plate. One away with a tie game in the top of the third inning. Elliot sets, fires the pitch high upstairs, 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1 to Willie. Willie the Kid. He is wearing PF Flyers today, so I'm sure he's got a lot of speed in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He go. Here's the pitch to Willie. Hits this one foul to the right side.
He's
gonna set it, reset it again.
Have fun.
The one thing I miss about, one thing I love about minor league baseball is, like, it was the perfect place to meet girls. So, like, baseball games, like, baseball,
place to do what?
Meet girls, swing and a miss. Yeah. Because it's a nine-inning game, there's no clock or anything. So, it was like, I remember, like, the year.
Now, batting for the Rural, the leadoff hitter, Jonathan Batiste.
Grammy Award winner, John Batiste is batting right now. Please buy his album, We Are. I actually had a chance to listen to that album, and I thought it was really good.
Well, his new one is sold. Huh?
Yeah, his new one's sold. There's a strike to Batiste. Grammy Award winner, musical director for the daily, for the late show.
Wait, don't forget the message where he's from.
He's hometown. Hometown kid made good. That is right. Oh, and there's a ball. Almost took his head off. You do not being a Grammy Award winner. You don't. Tie game at 4. And here's the pitch. Bill.
Good to see you, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. Here's the pitch. It's this one foul off to the left. Like, one time I was in college, it was these girls, and I was announcing a game, and I spotted them on the first base side of the stadium, and I say, like, oh, and they're swing and a miss. Batiste goes down to first, he will be out, and the Fifth Ward Weebies are out the inning. Tie game, 4-4. So.
And the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter.
Ed Brewski. There is some thunder off in the distance behind
Eric Kugler.
Mr. Kugler is in the. Oh, yeah. The old man is on the bump. It's showing bunt, and that is a ball, and goes back to the backstop. He actually played with, according to his bio, he played with Rogers Hornsby and Stan Musial. It's a joke. It's a running. He's actually, that's the guy that's my neighbor.
The
this guy pitching?
Yeah, he's my neighbor. He didn't pitch with Rogers Hornsby.
No.
But, no. But, you know, but he is paying homage, I believe, to Rick Sutcliffe and all those other heavy, those other large men who pitched on the mound. Rich Buskill, Rick Sutcliffe, Kid Capri. The pitch, that's a ball. I'd like to say many thanks to our sponsors at Brothers Chicken. Brothers Chicken is definitely a New Orleans tradition, home of the 99-cent fountain drinks and good fried chicken 24 hours. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365, 366 on a leap year. And that ball is way back out to the backstop.
You're saying this guy pitched with him? He can't find a plate. Brewski, you're pitching.
Well, I don't. Brewski. Yeah, that's my neighbor. I don't know. I think he's just a jitters, man. I think it's just jitters. I think he'll settle down. You know. He'll settle down, I think. It's 3-1. Tie game. Bottom of the third inning. The pitch. I told you. Strike down the middle. It's 3-2. The crowd will tell you what happens next. And he will take a nice walk down Esplanade Avenue to first base.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, the leadoff hitter, James Fox.
Runner is at first, tie game in the bottom of the third inning, 4-4. A lefty is in the catbird seat. Right on the outside corner. Here's the pitch. Another strike. Oh and two. Brewski sets. Delivers the pitch. Ball down low in the dirt. 1-2. One and two. Tie game at 4 in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch hits this one over to short. Austin City Limits will not get a play, and it's runners at first and second.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Danny Gibbs.
Yeah, that's an infield single. Like the way that Austin City Limits, he played a bit far up, back to the edge of the outfield. So that's why he couldn't get the play. If he was playing a little bit like halfway, he would have got that guy out at first. This one foul back behind home plate.
No bunting allowed.
No, I don't think no bunting allowed. They can't steal either. Tie game at 4 in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch from Brewski. Hits this one high out to the right center. And that is going to be caught. They're tagging up at second and third. Wait, did he drop the ball drop? What just happened?
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Alex.
I thought he caught that ball after in right. Like, I thought he caught the ball in right. Apparently he didn't.
No, it fell between.
Oh, crap. So it's a single. My apologies. It was a single. It's bases loaded. The pitch to Alex. Tie game at 4. Here's the pitch to Alex. Golden opportunity for an RBI. Ball gets down low in the dirt. So far, the rain has held off. But it is a coming, folks. Here's the pitch. Another ball. I mean, that looked like that was like on the outside corner of strike, man. This is too conservative of a strike zone right here. The pitch. It's this one foul again. One and two.
It's like his friendship with me. It's ironic.
The pitch. It's this one foul again. I mean, he's gonna make him chase this one. I think that's what's gonna happen here. Gonna make him chase this one, probably down low in the dirt. It's real about what's gonna happen here. We'll see. Pitch from Brewski. It's this one over the first. He'll get one play and a score. Runner score. It's 5-4. Fifth Ward Weebies. Elliott is at the plate. Runners at second and third. One away. Ball gets back to the backstop, but not far enough for the runner to advance. Oh, yeah, it's a cool down, definitely. It's like 5 degrees cooler. Here's the pitch to Elliott. Hits this one foul again. I mean, that's a 25-foot fence. I don't think. I mean, you would literally have to clear. That's at least like 325, 330 down the line. Like, you got to put some muscle on that one. Oh man. 2-1? I think like 2-1. I want to say that's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. 5-4, Fifth Ward Weebies. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away and not far enough for the runner to advance. Swing and a miss. 5-4. Bottom of the third inning. Runners at second and third. Elliott waits for the pitch from Brewski. Brewski likes what he sees from the catcher and the delivery. Swing and a miss. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, John Michael Early.
Early to bed, early to rise is in the batter's box. Got runners at second and third with two outs, and it's 5-4 Fifth Ward Weebies. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball out to center, and that's going to get down for a hit. Here goes one run. Here goes two. Early's going to steam for second, and he will get there with a stand-up double. It is now 7-4 Fifth Ward Weebies.
Double from John Michael Early. Now batting for the Fifth Ward Weebies, Mo Landry.
7-4 Fifth Ward Weebies. Two outs. Y'all stay in the neighborhood or? Y'all stay in the neighborhood or y'all stay uptown? Oh.
Esplanade, right on Esplanade.
Oh man. That's like my favorite street. Like, especially around like Grand Route St. John's? Yes. Okay. I know you all, I know it's kind of weird being around there. There's a strike to mow. I know it's kind of weird this year not seeing all the people out for Jazz Fest. But you know, October's around the corner as long as people keep getting their vaccinations. You know, and I tell people this, like, I don't know if you've got yours. Like, I always ask people, why did you go get vaccinated? And I don't want to hear the canned ones about, oh, we believe in science. It's like, you have a, oh, shit. Like, you had a reason to go get vaccinated besides science.
Yeah,
but
I'll
like,
tell you mine in two words. Mm. The common good.
Yeah.
Did it for the rest of, you know, rest of society. I don't want to get anybody.
You know, and I think that's the thing. Like me and a friend of mine, we talked about this. I think when you make something that was so easy to contain, a cultural war, and you played
on,
cultural war and a political thing. I'm like, dude, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, just do it. Yeah. Just go get the vaccination. Yeah. Like, here's a fly ball out to the mound. Brewski is at, got it. It is now 7-4, Fifth Ward Weebies. After three. Austin City Limits is in the batter's box. It's now 7-4, Fifth Ward Weebies. In the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. You start to see a little bit of lightning out in the distance. A few sprinkles are coming down as I am talking to you all. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the backstop. He gets down to first. The ball gets away from the first baseman. Here goes Austin City Limits to second. And he's going to be in. That's a throwing error.
Here you go, first game.
Two base throwing error on the catcher. Austin City Limits is on second base, and Ed Brewski is at the
now
plate.
Now batting for the Rougarou, Ed Brewski.
Ed Brewski, the pitch. One of the true Dean, one of the great characters of Central City, is at the plate. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. Runners at second. No outs. The pitch. Strike. Good. Pitch. It's this one foul and off to the left side. Try to get that one down low. It's a lot of foul territory here at the corner of Toro and Abundance. St. Rock. Here's the pitch to Brewski. Runners at second. Hits this one. Bounce to the first. The ball gets knocked down by the first baseman. He gets the three unassisted. It's one away. And Clutter. Clutter is at the plate.
Now batting for Rougarou. Dennis Clutter.
Folks, let me tell you this. Clutter is not very good around your house. Clutter is not. That's why you go and get my good friends at Three Sisters Cleaning Service located in Uptown New Orleans. Clutter is at the plate with a runner at third. The pitch. High upstairs. But what I was going to tell you when I was on the phone was that I talked to my dad. And I talked to my dad. I asked him, was the vaccine, did he have any side effects? He was like, no. So that's like him and Hank Aaron made me go get it. Simple as that. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Clutter is at the plate. He waits for the pitch from Elliott. Hits this one foul again.
Are you getting your short pants, Dennis?
Them high waters, man. Those are pants that are very good when you're walking through flood water. Here's the pitch to Clutter. High upstairs. Whoa, they said he was out. That's not a strike at all. Like, that was
now batting for Rougarou. He thrashed.
I have never seen a bad strike call like that in my 30 years of watching baseball, folks. But that was definitely a bad strike right there. You got to be bleeping me.
Bad strike.
Here's the pitch. One and one to Thrash.
Strike them out, Elliott.
Elliott. He settled down a whole lot after that those four runs he gave up. And that ball gets away and gets back to the backstop, but Austin City Limits will not leave Austin City Limits to get to home plate. Thrash is paying homage to the legendary Kirby Puckett. Gone too soon. And here's the pitch from Elliott.
This one is actually called South Sea.
Swing and a miss. Fifth Ward Weebies in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch, and he got him. Freeze frame him. No run. 7-4. Fifth Ward Weebies. Thank you. folks, we got a rain delay, and it is 7-4 after three and a half. 7-4, fifth Ward Weeby. So I'm not sure what's going on. So we're going to keep it right here, keep it locked. People's Baseball League Network.